This is Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello and welcome to a special season wrap-up edition of Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm your host, Jameer Howerton. With one of the youngest teams in the NFL, the Browns' 2012 rookie class had the major responsibility of stepping in and playing well throughout the entire season. Let's send over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is standing by at Cleveland Browns Stadium with Vic Carucci and Doug Deacon to break down the rookies' play this year. The newest edition of the Red Zone, presented by PNC Bank. Jim!
Thanks very much, Jameer. Coming to you from Cleveland Browns Stadium. Snowy in the background. They better get the people out to shovel out as we get ready for the playoff game on Saturday afternoon.
Hired a Packer fans.
They know how to get it done. Someday soon, we'll be getting ready for the postseason here at Brown Stadium, and that will be fun. But we're reflecting back on what was an incredibly young football team coming into the season. Incredibly young. Average age of the Browns, 23. But when you go inside that, I mean, that gets you to the point where you say, how many rookies made this team? And an incredible amount of rookies out of the draft, free agency, first-year players in the NFL. It was daunting.
Yeah, Jim, when you're talking about 15 rookies and 11 second-year players, it's a roster set up for learning, growing, developing. You hope if that's the talent that can prosper. And I think, bottom line, I think the Browns, among those 26, 27 guys, have some players who legitimately can do well for this football team going forward.
Well, not only were they young, I think you take the fact that a couple of them had timeout periods in college. So, you know, all of a sudden, you're talking about going into the pro level and getting that experience and getting in shape and everything between Gordon and Little over the last couple of years. It's been a big, major step.
But let's start with the top pick, okay? The guy that the Browns moved up for in the draft, and that is Trent Richardson. Did we get the real Trent Richardson this year?
There's no way we saw the real Trent Richardson. This was a guy who clearly could not play full out, and he was sleeping, sitting up. And we also saw a guy who didn't always understand how to follow his blocks. Right. I think the timing of the NFL game, the quicker those holes close in the NFL, that was a culture change for him, a shock from Alabama, and he wasn't ready for it.
Let's move to the quarterback, because that is, you could do a whole show on the quarterback. You could do a whole documentary on the quarterback, and who will be the quarterback, and will it be Brandon Whedon, and did he do enough? The first thing that everybody, of course, was a little bit timid about was the age of Whedon. 28 coming in, 29 for most of the season because he had his birthday, and now he goes forward. He ended up playing 15 games. He lost the last game to the shoulder thing. Vic, what did you like, and what do you want to see next?
Well, what I liked, of course, is the obvious, the strong arm. I liked his general field presence, and I think he's got more of that than maybe some would give him credit for. Did not always make the best decisions, and what I didn't like was that he was too deliberate with a lot of what he did. I think he acted like that baseball pitcher he was before he became a quarterback in almost everything he did, including his decision-making. He's got to bring more urgency to it, and I think he's got to get that feel for being the quarterback on a football team rather than the pitcher who's sort of more of an individualistic mindset.
Let's go to the wide receiver position, and of course, the Browns hit on an incredible player in Josh Gordon, and they did it in a different way. They did not do it in the regular draft. They did it in the supplemental draft. They paid dearly. I mean, they give up a second-round draft choice coming into this draft, but wow, what a player.
Now, if you're taking him with what we saw this year and he came out in the draft next year, he would be a first-rounder.
I think you're right.
But, I mean, the thing about it is he hasn't even touched the surface of what he can do. I mean, as you watch him run, he has such a natural, smooth way of stride that all of a sudden he's going by people. And, you know, it's like, okay, turn on the afterburners, but he also has the hands. You know, he's a baseball player, and you can see the way he catches the ball. And, you know, with that, you know, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the guy that can, you know, be a deep threat, but also the guy that's be consistent with the hands.
Vic, he has that unique talent that is God-given, that he makes everything look very, very easy.
He does. He's an incredible athlete, first and foremost. He does need to develop some consistency in a lot of ways, but I think in terms of his running, that he has great speed. We still don't know how fast he can be. This guy was out of shape when he got here. This guy did not know the offense when he got here. The sky is the limit.
And, you know, when you're thinking, you don't run as fast. The other thing about him, he's a tough kid. We saw some hits during the course of the season.
In Denver.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there thinking, he's not going to get up. Yeah. Well, it was the linebacker didn't get up. It was him that got up.
Browns fans, keep it right here, because when we come back, Jim Donovan is rejoined with Vic Carucci and Doug Deacon as they continue to break down the Browns' 2012 rookie class. Stick around.
I think that defense prospered because you were able to see the youth of, you know, John Hughes or Billy Winn come in there while Phil Taylor was hurt.